Welcome, listeners, to this week's edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. We are going to begin today's program with a couple very interesting and creative covers. First, we're going to start with the San Francisco String Trio covering The Beatles, and that'll be followed by Peter Sprigg and a new album he has out of Pat Metheny compositions. But let's begin with the San Francisco Trio. This group is made up of Mads Tolling on violin, Mimi Fox on guitar, and Jeff Denson on bass. So let's listen to the San Francisco String Trio and their cover of the Beatle tune, Getting Better.
Thank you. admit it's getting better. It's getting better since you've been mine. Getting so much better all the time.
It's getting better all the time.
It's getting better all the time.
That's Peter Sprigg, a fine guitarist from the San Diego area, and he has just released a two-part album, Peter Sprigg Plays Pat Metheny. That's from Volume 2 that you just heard. We heard Going With Me from Peter Sprigg, and that group has Peter Sprigg on guitar, Leonard Patton on vocals, Barnaby Finch on piano, Justin Grinnell on bass, and Dylan Savage on drums. Prior to that, we started out this show with the San Francisco String Trio and their cover of the Beatles' Getting Better from the album May I Introduce You. We're going to continue on with more San Diego jazz artists. And I'm speaking of Matt Hall, a fine trombonist. And he's just released an album entitled I Hope To My Never. And let's hear an original composition, The Tiger's Ritual.
Thank you.
guitarist Bob Boss, another great San Diego player. His album is Three Trios Plus. We heard Our Delight. And that trio is Bob Boss on guitar, Marshall Hawkins on bass, and Harold Mason on drums. Before that, we heard a brand new release from trombonist Matt Hall, also from the San Diego area. We heard his original composition, Tiger's Ritual. And this is a fine release from Matt Hall playing trombone, along with Charlie Arbelez on alto sax, Louis Valenzuela on guitar, Jason Shattle on piano, Mackenzie Layton on bass, and Kevin Connor on drums. A great West Coast sextet. Up next, a classic from the Horace Silver Quintet from the album Cape Verdean Blues. Let's hear Nutville.
We'll be right back. Thank you.
Classic jazz from two of the best of this genre. I'm speaking of Art Pepper and Horace Silver. The last tune you heard, Bernie's tune from the album Art Pepper and the Hollywood All-Stars Art Standards. Before that, the Horace Silver Quintet. Cape Verdean Blues is the name of the album we heard, Nutfill. I love both of those two pieces. That'll about do it for today's show. Thank you for listening, folks. My name's Ken Laster. You are listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond, a weekly podcast. We're going to finish today's show with an album by the late, great Michael Brecker, great tenor saxophone player, who passed away way too soon. The name of this album is Tales from the Hudson, a 1996 release. We're going to hear a track called Naked Soul. And this album has Michael Brecker on tenor saxophone, Pat Metheny on guitar, Joey Calderazzo on piano, Dave Holland on bass, and Jack DeJohnette on the drums. This is a great album. It also has McCoy Tyner on piano on a couple tracks, but not the one we're about to hear. Let's listen to Naked Soul. Thank you for listening, folks. We'll see you again next week on In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. Hi, this is Ken Laster. I'd like to thank you for listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. It's been going on now for 10 years and 6 million downloads worldwide. I've put in an extraordinary amount of time and expense into producing this show. Why do I do this? I hope you can tell that it gives me so much joy to spread my love of this art form to you and to others. Now, I would like to ask you for your support to continue this musical journey. If you go to my website, jazzandbeyond.podbean.com, you will find a donate button on the right sidebar where you can make a contribution. Surely, just one listening of this podcast equals the value of a single CD. If you have been a regular listener over a period of time, perhaps the value to you is even more. Whatever amount you can donate, you will be partnering with me to spread the tradition of this music to others around the world. I sincerely thank you for your support.